Treasury Department's Office of Financial Innovation and Transformation wants to help make shared services a reality. OFIT issuing two requests for information to industry not long after naming four shared services providers. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller's here with details on the RFIs and where the initiative is headed next. What are these RFIs asking for, Jason?
Well, the first RFI is basically just saying, hey, industry, there's an industry day. You need to know about this. You need to know what's going on with this initiative. Now, this is, we're going to link to these RFIs on federalnewsradio.com. And basically what this initial RFI says is, here are the details around all four of these shared service providers. Now, if you remember about, I think it was last Friday, OMB and Treasury named Interior, USDA, Transportation, and Treasury as the new, and I'll use that in quotes because you can always see that on the radio, shared services providers. Now, Interior, Transportation, and Treasury have been in that role for several years now. USDA is the new one. And each of those are on the FedBizOps website for the RFI lists their current capabilities and the future ones they'll need. Now, the second RFI focuses on a need to better manage and share data. Beth Engerman is the director of OFIT.
So one of the RFIs we've put out is a, maybe there's a government-wide way we can move data around easier than building all of these interfaces, because interfaces cost a lot of money. And once you build it, if you want to move, you have to build it again. And so how do we be more proactive in moving data so that you can move around across those kind of providers in HR or procurement if, in fact, you want to?
Now, remember, there's a ton of data that's going to be shared, whether it's just financial data or when you start adding HR, because there's payroll that is also finance data, or acquisition, which also has a link to finance data. So all that's going to come together, and you don't want these separate interfaces. As you heard Ms. Engerman say, those are very expensive to build. Now, Beth Engerman spoke today on shared services at a panel discussion at the Government Performance Summit in Washington, sponsored by the Performance Institute and the Association of Government Accountants. Now, OFIT will host an industry day on May 21st and an agency day on May 22nd, where agencies can come in to look at what the shared service providers are offering, ask them questions, you know, kind of poke at them and become more better educated about what this initiative is calling for. And again, we will post both of these RFIs on federalnewsradio.com by tomorrow morning.
How do they fit into the broader plan for shared services?
Well, I think the RFIs are adding at least two more pieces to this financial management shared services puzzle, and it's a pretty big puzzle that still has several missing pieces. Now, Treasury, which is leading this administration, you know, priority effort, is trying to get the data and information out to agencies to, so they know, the agencies know what's expected of them and what they can expect as part of the shared services initiative. Now, at the conference today, there was a ton of questions about how shared services would work, and I think the RFIs and actually several other documents and data releases over the next 2 weeks are part of those answers. And in fact, Engerman says OFIT will post a series of documents on their site in the next 2 weeks.
We are going to publish all of the providers' applications, the actual application itself, so most of the content that they provided as part of their response. We're going to publish all of the FAME documentation that I talked about, so the process that agencies go through and the artifacts that would be required at every different stage. We are working on case studies for some of the experiences that we've already had, so the agencies, the cabinet-level agencies that the providers are already working with, and some of the lessons that they've learned along the way. So that will all be available by the end of this month.
Engerman mentioned the FAME process. That's the FIT Agency Modernization Process. It's a four-step process to help agencies decide if they're ready to move. So I'll go through the four steps very quickly. First, they're going to decide, okay, do we need a new provider? Do we need a new shared services or a new financial management system? Second is they'll go through a series of decision models and to look at who the providers are. Do they have the capacity? What are the providers' needs? What are their needs? How do they match up? Third is all about service-level agreements and meeting the demands in the community. So we're talking governance here.
FIT's working right now with the community as part of the President's Management Agenda to identify performance metrics that are relevant to CFOs as they make decisions on their business. In addition to that, we have to have the providers also capture the same metrics so that we can compare, because we need to be doing this efficiently, and if we're not, we need to look for areas for improvement. And that's the way that we're going, the mechanism we're going to hold the providers to ensure that they continue to deliver customer service to the expectation of the customers.
No, that's Beth Engerman. She says the fourth area is private sector engagement, and that's what's the role of the private sector. And that's changing, she says, because it has to change. There's too many failures, too many problems over the years. And this goes back to, again, why OFIT released this first RFI that we talked about, hosting that industry day in a few weeks.
Jason, we just have a minute or so left, but the Shared Services Initiative has made people all over the government business landscape a little bit uneasy. Are any of those questions that are hanging out there getting answers, not just as a result of these RFIs, but through other developments in the program?
Unfortunately, not yet. I think there's a lot of questions around capacity of these shared service providers, the governance and service level agreements, how to ensure the service remains at the level that's expected for both new and existing customers. All of these remain huge questions that OMB, that Treasury have not answered yet. And in fact, Joe Ward is the director of the Interior Business Center. One of the questions he got during the panel discussion today was, from one of his customers saying, how do I know you're going to continue to give me the same level of service I get today when you bring on a big customer? And his answer was, I can't guarantee you that. And that was, you know, there's a little bit of a quiet across the room because I'm just trying to be honest here. There may be, you know, we're going to do the best we can. We're going to bring in the people that are the smartest that we can. But bringing on a large agency, and several of them are bringing them on. For instance, Interior's talking with the Homeland Security Department right now. And that would be a huge lift for them. And without a doubt, Ward said, you know, there could be a decrease in customer service initially.
You have more on this on federalnewsradio.com?
And more tomorrow morning with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.